Yud Zayin Ma'am Cheshvan, Monday the 6th of November, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan, Hatzalah call in the middle of Shemona Esrei.
Call in the middle of Shemona Esrei, definitely pick up the phone and deal with what you need. So what possibly could the topic of the shiur be about then? If the answer to Pikuach Nefesh is... Thank you. Yeah, the shaila is, you took the call, you went out, we can have, let's speak about a few cases. You went outside, the Hatzalah call is already taken, but you spoke. You spoke on the phone, you come back, where do you go back to in the middle of Shemona Esrei? Alternatively, you took the Hatzalah call, it took you 10 minutes, the whole thing, right? And you came back, where do you go back to in Shemona Esrei? And the third case, and this I need your help, is that I went to the Hatzalah call, took the Hatzalah call, yeah, and then and sorted out the matzav. And then forgot that was in Shemona Esrei. Completely forgot that was in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Half an hour later, after having breakfast, etc., etc., I realized actually I'm in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Right? So what is the case? What is the din in that? In these cases? Fourth case.
Yeah, the call took until after Zman Tefillah.
Oh.
Took 3 hours.
Do I do Tashlumin?
Yeah.
Do I do Tashlumin? Right, okay, so we can incorporate that one as well. By the time he came back, so he was definitely not Yoytze that. He was definitely not Yoytze that Shemona Esrei because he left it in the middle. So is he Mechuyev to do Tashlumin or not? Now you caught me a bit unawares, I wasn't prepared for this question. But we'll try and deal with that. Okay. So let's go back to basics, and we'll start from the Babylonian Talmud. Brachos Chabbeis Amud Beis Brachos Chabbeis Amud Beis says the following: Tana Rabbonon is the brisa. Hayo Oimed Betfila, Umayim Shoisesin Al Birkov. Unfortunately, he's suffering from. Thank you. Incontinence, yeah? And he's got meraglim dripping. So obviously, poisek al sheyichlu amayim. He must stop until it stops dripping. V'choizer u'mispalel, and then he goes back and davens. Leheichon choizer, where does he go back to? Rav Chisda v'Rav Amnuna, there's machlekes Rav Chisda v'Rav Amnuna. Chad omal choizer l'rosh. One says that he goes back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei, and the other one holds Lemokin Sheposak. No, you go back to where you stopped. Shaila, it means to the beginning of the bracha which you were in the middle of. Lema behakim ifligi. So the Gemara suggests that this is what the machlekes is about. Mar sova imshar kedei ligmo eskul achoyze l'rosh, umar sova lemokin sheposak. The Gemara at this stage thinks that if you just stop, everybody stops somewhat in the middle of Shemona Esrei, right? So it can't be, if I just stop for a small amount of time, yeah, that breaks up my Shemona Esrei, right? So it must be that he stopped for a significant amount of time, for Shor Kedei Ligmo Eskula, which is the time that it takes to finish the whole Shemona Esrei. The Ramah in the Samichay, the Poiskim say, what is that shiur? Is that an average? Is that an average of the town, or is it your average? Or how it's determined by you? However long it takes you to do Shemona Esrei, if it takes you 10 minutes, then it's 10 minutes. If it takes you 2 minutes, then it's 2 minutes. It goes after the amount of time that you take to stay Shemona Esrei. So if you've waited, if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you're after Vela Malshini. And you now stopped, not the amount of time from the Malshinim till the end. Whenever we say Shor Kedei Ligmo Eskula, wherever you're holding, it's got to be a Shehiyah of the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Right? So the Gemara thought, it cannot be talking about he was just mafsik for a few seconds. There's nobody that was going to say, you stop for a few seconds, that breaks up your Shemoneh Esrei. So then Gemara... that's why the Gemara says, just the Machlekes must be talking about that there were Shoyek Edei Ligmo Eskula. That means it was a significant amount of Shehiyah, of a pause. And so one Mandoma holds... it's the same as a small pause, and the other mandama holds no, because it was such a significantly long pause. You've got to go to the beginning, says the Gemara. Omar Ravashi, disagrees with this. Ha'im shoim lo yishoim boele. How chachamim izor b'divchem? You can't be soisin. If the manda Omar, the opinion holds choizel larosh. Only if it's shock, if they lick my school, he should have said that. Yeah? If you, because a pashtus, a person who's got mayim shoses in al birkov, somebody who's got this problem, pashtus is, it's not necessarily for a large amount of time, it's just for a few seconds. So therefore, how can you just say, choizel larosh? Yeah? You should have said im shah kedei ligmo eskula. So from the fact that you did not say that is an indication, Rabbi Yisai, that even if you were shah a small amount of time, you need to go back according to this mandoma. So therefore, ela de kula amim shah kedei ligmo eskula choizel larosh. The Gemara says, yeah, quite the opposite. If you were shah kedei ligmo eskula, then nobody disagrees. Everybody agrees that, well, Rabbi Yisai, you have to go back to the beginning. And that you don't need to speak out. Why do you not need to speak out? Because it's poshut. Since you see that everybody agrees with this concept, that if you had a significant pause, you go back to the beginning, so that's why we don't have the Gemara's question anymore. Hey, you have to qualify what you mean. No, because I don't have to tell you. Simple. Things which are self-understood, I don't have to clarify. So that's why then I said, so what's the machlokes here? So he was only shoyeh the kulam v'hasam v'delay shalkim ifligi. He only waited a small amount of time. So if he only waited a small amount of time, surely, I mean, maybe this doesn't happen in Golders Green, but maybe it's the Ayah of Gateshead, but I do find myself sometimes spacing out in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. What, if I spaced out for a few seconds, according to this mandama, you have to stop? You have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei because you can't even identify with the concept of spacing out. So, okay, just, you have to have quite a vivid imagination to imagine dreaming in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, but is this the day? Is there such an opinion that if you stop just for a small amount of time, you have to go back? No, the Gemara says, of course not. There's no such opinion. Mar sova gavra dechuyahu ve'ein roi ve'ein tfilosoi tfila u'mar sova gavra chazyahu b'tfilosoi tfila. So let's translate this. We're talking about he was shoyer shaloi ligmo eskula. It was a small, let's say, it was a half a minute pause. So the manda Omar that you just go back to where you were. It's very good. What about the manda Omar who says you have to go back to the beginning? He says gavra dechuyo, gavra dechuyo means what does the words gavra dechuyo means? He's a man who's dochui from tefillah. He's not right to do the tefillah. Why not? Rabbi Yisai? We're not talking about, he's not davening whilst it's coming out. Right? As the Brisa said, he's stopping there. He's not saying anything there. So what do you mean, Gabra Dechuy? Explains Rashi that when he started Shemoneh Esrei, he shouldn't have started Shemoneh Esrei. Because you see from the fact that he couldn't contain himself in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and it came out. So therefore you shouldn't have started Shemoneh Esrei at all, and that's why it's Gabra Dechuya. Right? Loshon of Rashi. Gabra Dechuya, kshehizchili ispalel, voyo tzorich lenekovov. Yeah? Dochui hu min ispalel. He was dochui from ispalel. Hilkoch mashi ispalel ein atfila v'choyzel orosh. That which he davened, it was not davening. Why? Because it was nitzach nekovov. And according to the other man, Omar, according to the other man, Omar, Gabra Chazyahu, no. No, even though he needed, He should have gone to the Beis HaKisa before he started Shemoneh Esrei. But nevertheless, it doesn't abolish, it doesn't destroy that which is David, and therefore Chozin Mokhen Sheposa. Rabbi Isai, there's a massive question. What is the halacha, Rabbi Isai, if a person needs to be excused? Lagabe Shemoneh Esrei. So the halacha is that you should not daven, right? You should not daven until they've been to the Beis HaKisa. What is the halacha if you did daven? So the Gemara, Abba Milin, sound familiar? If you can hold yourself 72 minutes, yeah, then tefillah tefillah. The diavad is a tefillah. If you cannot hold up to a parasol, which is 4 milin, that means you cannot hold 72 minutes. Then tefillosoi to Eva. 72 minutes. It's the same. It's Arba Milin is generally 72 minutes.
Why 72 minutes? What's the point of that? If you've got
to double the meat? Chazal saw that if your body is in such a state that you cannot hold yourself for 72 minutes, why it should be 72 minutes? I'm not quite sure. Yeah, but it means your body in such a state that body is the tefillah is rejected. A body which cannot withhold itself from within the shir or parasol tefillah toeva. But if not, then tefillah is then he's yotze. So the question is, Rabbi Yisai, this guy when he needed to be excused at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, what extent did he need? Did he need just a little bit? Yeah? Then Lechaira, how can you say Gavra Dochui? We paskin that B'di'evet, even if you need a little bit, you yoyte B'di'evet. And if we're talking about he could not, and that's, you see, he couldn't hold himself back because you see it started dripping in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, then Tfilosot Eva. Well, then what's the pshat in the Man D'Omar? Why didn't you have to go back to the beginning? And we actually paskin like the Man D'Omar. We actually hold like the opinion that you don't have to go back to the beginning. You go back to where you left out. Why? Philosophy. So on that, there's two mehalachim, very interesting mehalachim. There's one mehalach that says this din is nekovim. There's a difference between gedolim and ketanim. Yeah, there's number one, number two. Number two, the body is more moles. Yeah, the body is more. Yeah, it's more abhorrent, and therefore that din of even with the eved philosophy is not a tefillah, is only talking about by gdoilim, right? But however, by ktanim, right, which is what we're talking about here, meiraglaim, by ktanim, then even if he needed within a parasol, he's yoytze with the eved. Interesting. That's a suggestion brought down by the poiskim, and the Mishnah Berurah goes as far as saying, therefore, because of this opinion, if a person needed ktanim, even though he couldn't hold himself back within 72 minutes, it's a suffix whether he needs to daven again. Therefore, what he can do is biyotzei lidei shliach tzibur, or he can daven with a tnai. Yeah, Rabbi Yisrael, you know what davening with a tnai means? If I was yotzei my Shemoneh Esrei, yeah, then this tefillah should be a nedava, and if not, then this tefillah is my real tefillah. Right. However, the pele is that the Yerushalmi says exactly the opposite, and the Rogachover brings it.
Where was in the Gemara?
Sorry, this isn't Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Yeah, in Brachos, the Yerushalmi says exactly the opposite, and here we need to work out why the Yerushalmi says that din of that your tefillah b'di'evet is a tefillah if you can hold yourself back within 72 minutes is only by gdolim, but by ktanim even less than that amount, b'di'evet it's not okay. That's what the Yerushalmi explains. That means the opinion that holds you go back to the beginning, that opinion holds that ktanim is more chomor Vain gdolim, but the other is a tefillah as long as you can hold yourself back within 72 minutes. But by ketanim, even if you can't hold that much, it's more chomer. It sounds svaras afuchas, exactly the opposite than the first time. Okay, so that's the aside is, what do we want from this Gemara? Right, what have we got? We'll now just take what we want from this Gemara and we're going to bring it to Maisa, right? So that. We pass in like the Mandoma in Shark Day Ligmois Kula Khazalorish. If you are sure the amount of time Kedai Ligmor is Kula, the amount of time that it takes to finish the whole of Shmona Esra, you go back to the beginning. Right? If it's a Shahir of less a lesser Shahir, then you go back to the bracha which you're holding. Yeah, you go back. Let's say you started in Hashiva Shiftenu Kavrishena. In the middle, you were shy for a bit. Machmas, this Meir Aglaim. Then you only have to go back to that bracha. So, but we do see that if you are shy kedei ligma is kula, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esra. So the Rishonim, all the Rishonim, Tosfos, Rif, all the Rishonim that we know. All ask a very, very basic question. They ask from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and from the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Shoma Teisha Tzkiyos, Shoma Teisha Koilos Be Teisha Shois. If a person on Rosh Hashanah heard 9 sounds, because that's the Chiyuv Min HaTorah, right? The Chiyuv Min HaTorah is 9 sounds, Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya, 3 times. It's just the whole combination. The reason why we do 30 is because we don't know what Trua means. Does it mean Shvarim? Does it mean Trua? Or does it mean Shvarim Trua? That's why we do 30. But Be'etzem, the Torah's requirement is 9 sounds. If Shoma, Teisha, Koilas, Be'Teisha, Shois, Yotzo. 9 hours. It took him 9 hours to emit Teisha Koilas. Now, you might, so you see that even though he was mafsik, it doesn't break up. It doesn't break up your mitzvah, even though you're showing in the middle. And the Gemara's maskana in Megillah Yudches Amud Beis, legabe the Megillah, korasi rugin, that means you read it in bits. You read the bit of the Megillah, you stopped, you went out to have a snack, you stopped, went out to have a chat. Korasi rugin, you read it in bits, in parts. That means you said the whole thing is just you divided it in parts. Yotzo. Even kedai nishai, and the Gemara says clearly, even if each hefsek was shah kedai ligma is kula, even if it was a half, 45 minutes, nevertheless, you go back to the posuk which you left off. So ask the Rishonim, how do you reconcile? Here we say, chayzel arosh. And in Megillah, And in Shofar, we see that Shehiyah, even Kedai Ligma is Kula, right? Because, yeah, even if you're brisker, it doesn't take you, however long you do a coil, it doesn't take you an hour to do a coil, right? And if it's Shoma Teisha Koil, it's a Teisha Shas, that's definitely Kedai Lishas is Kula, and nevertheless, you yotze. Two basic Turotzim, Rabbi Yisai. One is the Tosfos, and one is the Rif. The Tosfos says as a chiluk. Why here, Rabbi Yisai, does he have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esra? What happened here? He had Mayim Shoshis in Loyal Birkov. He had Meir Aglaim. He was not Ra'ui. Yeah? He couldn't continue Shmona Esra even if he wanted to. When a Gavra is not Ra'ui, when a person is not Ra'ui to say Shmona Esra, then that gives a significance to the Hefsek. When a person chooses to stop, yeah, to be sure, but he himself is Roy, right? He is Roy, that's not a significant stop. That's like, we said, that's like spacing in the middle of Shmona Esra. Yeah, I mean, so even if it's a long amount, that's called a Shehiyah, and that doesn't break right Shmona Esra. But if I'm not Roy, this person doesn't have the choice of continuing Shmona Esra. He has to be Mafsi. Then he's Chayzel Orosh. That's how Tosfos explains. There's a Gemara on Chav Daled Amud Beis that says if a person is walking, is in Mokim Mitunov, he's in a Mavois Mitunov, he's in the back alley, and the sewage has come out. Yeah, and obviously he can't, and he's in the middle of Kriyat Shema. Then if he stopped Yeah, if he stopped in the middle because he's not allowed to, then he has to go back to the beginning of Kriya Shema, because he's not rowing, because of the same concept. But in Megillah and in Rosh Hashanah, we're not talking about he was onus. We're talking about he chose to stop. Yeah, he didn't have to. He could have continued doing the shofar straight away. So therefore, that's how those Rishonim answer. The Rif takes a completely different aleph. The Rif and the Rambam, they hold it doesn't make a difference why you stopped. That means, let's clarify. Avada, if you stop for a minute or so, or you're dreaming in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that's not a significant stoppage time to ruin your Shemoneh Esrei at all, right? In fact, when a person's davening, sometimes he's thinking about what he's saying, sometimes his mind can wander. That's part of it. But once you've done a significant shahir, it doesn't matter why that shahir was. It doesn't matter whether it was because of oynes or because you chose to do so. Yeah, that breaks up your Shemoneh Esrei. So what is the? How do you reconcile shofar and Megillah? Yeah, says the Rif, tefillah is more chomu. Where do we find tefillah is more chomu? What do we say? Tefillah is more chomu than other things. Tefillah is a special thing.
If you move, if a snake comes in the middle of davening.
Right, you're not allowed to, you're not allowed, if it's a non-poisonous snake, which is that, you're not allowed to move, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to answer, you're not allowed to reply, you don't say Dovah Shebikdusha, it's Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, that's more chomu, right? And Tefillah is more chomu. Mashenkin, the other things are less chomu. So what about the Gemara? That's very good. Here we're talking about Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara of Meir Aglaim is talking about Shemoneh Esrei. What about the Gemara in Chav Daled, which is talking about he's davening, he's saying Kriya Shema in the middle of Moves Metunofes in an alleyway? Says the Rif, don't paskin like the Gemara. We don't paskin like that Gemara. That Gemara held like the man Omar. It doesn't matter why you were sure. Yeah. Yeah, we don't paskin like that. And therefore, according to the Rif, and according to the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that in Siman Samech Hey, it doesn't matter why you stopped. If you forgot in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and you started having a chat with your friend, then you go back to the beginning, even though you didn't have to, right? The Poskim say there's no difference between Shehiyah and Dibul. That means whenever Shehiyah is a Hefsik, so is Dibul. And if Shehiyah is not a Hefsik, nor is Dibul. So therefore, even if I start having a chat in the middle, of Kriya Shema, or in the middle of the Megillah, I start having a mundane chat with my friend, a 45-minute chat, you just go back to exactly where you were holding. Right? Right? Just like Shehiyah. The Rosh Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rama, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Thank you. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rif and the Rambam that there's no din or hefsek unless it's tefillah, and the Rama says no. I disagree. There's no chiluk. He paskins like Tosfos. There's no chiluk between tefillah and Shmoneh and Kriya Shema and Shofar and the other thing. The chiluk is: are you onus? Are you a person who's roi to say it or not? Only when you're not roi to say, like Meir Aglaim, then you have to go back to the beginning. But if you could have continued, then even in Shemoneh Esrei, right? Even in Shemoneh Esrei, if you could have continued, then you go back to where you were. So Rabbi, so let's go back to our question, and that our question is: he had that tzolak call. He had that tzolak call. Now, how would you classify? So Rabbi, say if he had that tzolak call, let's ask somebody who's going with the psukim of the Shulchan Aruch, because that's very straightforward, right? He went on that tzolak call, and he was outside for kedei lishos his kula. What's the din according to Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi? Say, where does he go back? Start again, right? No question, right? According to Shulchan Aruch, I don't care why you stop. Yeah, but we paskin like the Rama, the Rama paskins, it depends if it's onus. Now, how would you look at a Hatzolakul, Rabbi Yisrael? Sorry? Yeah, Pekuach Nefesh, definitely. Yeah. Oh, but the question is, do you look at, yeah, is that external? Is the atonical is external to me? This person is Be'etzem Rov. Yeah? He just has an external reason, yeah, that forcing him to take that atonical or not. So on that, there's a big machlekes, whether that's called, the case of the Gemara is your case, which you spoke about, is whether Nochosh, yeah, whether Nochosh is wrapping itself around his leg, and he has to stop. Obviously it's not Pikuach Nefesh, right? Because this Nochosh was there, he had to stand still, Kedei Lishos is Kula. So some Rishonim say Mefurosh, that's not called Machmasoinis. Because that's something external. He could have said Shemona Esrei. He's got something outside of him, the Nochosh, which makes him not being able to continue Shemona Esrei. However, others say that's also called Onus. What's the Achra? The Achra is very interesting. Is Shemona Esrei, now although according to Rama Rabbi Yisai, there's no chiluk between Shemona Esrei and the other things, here we do make. If it's an external thing, such as a tzolakul or an akrov, then if it comes to the other things, when it comes to krishma and it comes to Megillah, then you go back to where you were. You go back to where you were. You don't have to go back to the beginning, because we look at it as that be'etzem, I am a person who's roi. However, in tefillah, then the Rama makes a compromise. The Rama in Kuvdad then makes a compromise. He says, in tefillah, since we've got the riff, and the Rambam, the hold, you always go back to the beginning. Yeah? And since the concept of whether this person is not raw is a machlokes anyway, so you can pile up the tzadim, you can tip the scale by saying you should go back to the beginning again, right? So that... No. Not by, as I said, not by Megillah, not by Hallel, not by Shofar. There, you look at it as he's Be'etzem Rov.
There you go, that sort of
So what happened?
He's not allowed to continue that one.
I don't think the person with the Akrov is, he needs his body, he is Rov. Yeah? The person with the Akrov as well, the person with a snake, also doesn't have, he's not allowed to continue davening. He can't concentrate on davening. You can't concentrate if you've got a snake around your neck, yeah? And nevertheless, some Rishonim say that's not called a hefsi. That because I'm better than wrong. This person has got a chiyuv to stop. This person is not allowed to continue Shemona Esrei when you've got a nachash around your leg.
Wrong. Sorry? Wrong. I don't know if it's poisonous. You're wrong.
Wrong. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay, Rabbi Isai, so you had. Okay. Let him. Let me just finish. Rabbi Isai, you do the you take the atzolah call, right? And if it's a short call, Rabbi Isai, let's just get the mindset. If it's a short call, yeah, and you spoke, you picked up the phone, you say hi, it was a, and it took you, the whole thing took you a minute, what do you do, Rabbi Isai?
Carry on.
Go back to that brocha. Yeah? Go back to the middle of that brocha. If you were in the middle, you should try and go back to that brocha. If it's Shaka de Ligmo Esakol, then, right, now what happens, Rabbi Isai, in this last case, I took the call, a minute, yeah? It took a minute, which is less than what it takes from it, and then I got distracted, then I got completely carried away. So I don't know at which point, you have to ask your at what point is called Shemona Esrei is gone. I mean, it doesn't make sense that you can come back to Shemona Esrei, right? You realize after that minute, he's not onus anymore, right? So according to the Rama, if he would have remembered that he's in the middle of Shemona Esrei and nevertheless continued, whatever, he forgot and he continued talking, then he would just go back to where he was. I don't know what the time limit is. And I don't know what the time limit, but surely there must be a time limit. You can't come 3 hours later and say, well, I wasn't forced and I was wrong. So I'm not quite sure what the time limit is on this Shaila. But I think this is quite a common Shaila way.
Knows if he's left it or not.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, shkar.
What do you mean the person knows?